Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to the Matthew Talk Show. I'm your host, Celebrity Matthew, talking to this person. Let's pump up it up. It is February the 29th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Big shout out to everybody on Facebook, Instagram, the whole nine yards. I'd like to bring on my co-host, who is back in the house. My girl, Cat in the house. Pump it up. What's up? Welcome back, Carl.
Hello, Matthew. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Nice to be back.
Hey, they love you. They miss you. They miss you.
Anybody, you know, it's been 8 years.
Yeah,
the last time we were
on together. It's been a minute.
Well, I'm glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We're talking about the right fit. He or she is not just the best fit for you. But before we get into that, anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, yes. I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter, Taylor, and all of my loved ones, my family members. I'm very close to them, so. Shout out to all of my family members and, of course, above all, my daughter, Taylor.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless them. God bless them. Yeah, shout out to my kids and grandkids. I got grandkids now, so shout out to them.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Old man now. Getting old in there.
Well,
yeah,
you
know how it is. You're right, right. All that makeup on, girl,
no,
please.
No.
What you see me in the morning time? You're like, oh, what's this? Frankenstein. No, I'm just kidding. You know how you dress up in the morning, like, oh, they're looking nice. But as soon as you wake up,
right.
It's a whole different story there. People are like, oh, yeah, but we're talking about guys. Call in if you get a chance to at 563-999-3074. We're talking about relationships and, you know, are you a good fit for your partner, you know, or the person that you're dating? You know, we've been talking about relationship for years, and it never gets too old talking about relationships. So if you get a chance to call in and just buzz in and tell her what you think, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So tell me about this, okay? What do you think about the fit? What do you mean by not having a good fit?
So I did a little research on this because I love talking about relationships. Of course, one of the things that I found when I, of course, used Google, my best friend, as we all know,
all right.
I said, what does it mean to not be a good fit? And one of the things it said was it could mean you weren't qualified for the role or your personality didn't mesh well with other team members or your work pace doesn't match. But that doesn't, of course, apply to relationships. So I went a little further and it talked about well-fitted garments, not possessing the same characteristics and feels comfortable, adjusts naturally according to activities of the wearer. So I kept scrolling down. And it says, if someone's not a good fit, it typically means that they lack the necessary qualities, skills, or compatibility for a particular role, situation, or relationship. Boom, there it is. It could also suggest that their values, goals, or personality traits are not aligned with those of the context they're in. So that's what I believe is the meaning of not being a good fit. If your values are not the same, your goals are not the same, your personalities don't mesh or align with each other, then no matter how well you get along or that person looks good to you, you look good to them, it's not going to be a good fit. And eventually, you know, you're going to end up either not getting along, arguing a lot, or parting ways.
That is so true.
That's what I think.
That's exactly what I'm going to say, too. That's true. But I think a lot of times people, they stay in a relationship because of two reasons. I mean, for guys, I can't speak for women, but we do it for sex. You know what I'm saying? If the sex is good, we're going to stick with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? This is good. You know, even if she got a mouth on her, we're going to stick with it. You know what I'm saying? So, but
that's honest.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's the truth. It's the truth. I mean, guys, we want two things in a relationship, respect and sex. And if you give us that, we give you the world. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's real talk. So
mm-hmm.
you don't care too much about your money and you know, what status you have, you know, all that. You know, if we take you out and you act like you got some sense, oh, she can all right, carry herself. She ain't loud, talking,
no,
cussing and all that. I mean, I'm dead serious.
I knew.
I mean,
no.
And then if we live with you guys, we supposed to get that. And then you're like, oh, I don't want to have sex anymore. Okay, well, then I got to let you go because you want some crazy stuff, girl. I ain't got time for all that. Yeah, that's the truth. You know, so, yeah.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. Because it
is a part
of a
bad thing to say?
A healthy relationship. No, it's not. It's honest. You know, and I think, you know, you have to be honest with yourself and you have to be honest with your partner. And if those things are important to you, no matter what the situation is, and, you know, it's a give and take situation. So if that partner is not willing to give you those things that you need or want, then that
right.
partner is not a good fit for you and they're not the right person
right
for you.
That.
So
that's true.
Why waste your time? You know, life is too precious and time is too precious to waste
that
time with
true.
Someone that is not
that.
good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't add value
yeah,
to your life.
Right. No, marriage, I mean, I've talked to people about relationships and marriage and, you know, whatever. Some people think that they should wait until, you know, you become intimate before you get married. You know, some people think that, you know, sex is overrated. But that's from their opinion. But that's part of part of nature. That's part of, you know, life. And you know, a lot of women think, oh, y'all just think about that all the time. That's all y'all think about. Yeah, man. Man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just like y'all wouldn't think about
right.
nails and shopping. I mean, you can't, you know, I can't think like a woman. You can't think like a man. You
right.
got to let me be
of
who
course.
I am. You know, are you going to change
right.
the tire? Are you
right.
going to, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, every man is different. I'm not saying everybody's like that. And another
yeah.
man can't tell another man about, you know, you should do this in your relationship. No man, I don't care who he is, cause no man likes to be told by another man how to talk to a woman, unless it's his best friend or but somebody, a stranger. We ain't down for that. It's like,
mm-hmm.
man, you don't tell me. You cheat on your wife yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, bro.
yeah.
Come on.
I hear you.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah,
just
you
know
usually want the advice that's solicited and not given, you know,
right,
without
yeah,
the
you know,
end.
Don't,
so.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that. So we just got to know how to communicate. And relationships
mm-hmm.
should not be stressful. It shouldn't be stressful. It should be fun. You should have
yeah,
fun,
I
take
agree
trips,
with that
you know,
too.
Dance. Yeah, you know, all that stress, ain't got time for all that. It's like you constipated. I ain't on that nonsense, girl, nah.
Yeah. Communication is a really big part of it, though, like you said, too. Communication is key. So, you know, you have to learn how to communicate with each other. You know, I know it's a going around a lot now that people are talking
mm-hmm.
about love language. But, you know, it's true that you do or should want to learn each other's love language so that you can communicate better and more effectively.
That's true.
So
yeah,
I think,
that
you know,
so
you
true.
Can call it what you want, call it love language or just calling,
mm-hmm.
you know, educating yourself about that person, whatever lingo you use, it's still all about communication and learning, you know, what your partner likes and dislikes and what works best, you know, for your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said,
yes,
you would want respect. Okay, make sure
exactly.
that you respect
that
partner.
That is the name of the game. I mean, and I hear a lot of people on these podcasts. And here's the thing. No man, no woman knows about relationships more than themselves. You know, the ones that they've been in, you know what I'm saying? You can go
mm-hmm.
to a counselor. You yourself know about your own self. You know, you can't speak for everybody else
exactly.
but at the same time. A man, most men want that. That's just, you know, that's just a nature. That should be brought up in a conversation. If y'all are friends or you liking to be with that individual, we're all
mm-hmm.
grown. You got kids, I got kids. Okay, let's talk about sex. You know what I'm saying? I like you, like me. What's up?
right.
But, I mean, yeah, I ain't got time to be playing. It's,
yeah,
this ain't
healthy
ring around
conversation.
Roses, come on, bro. Yeah. So let's talk about it. And then, you know, if that's something that you want to do, well, you ain't the one. Okay, next. You know what I'm saying? You know, you want me to take you out to Denny's and all that? Yeah. Bro, and then all this, oh, well, you should pay so much money for dinner. Bro, I just met you, dude. I ain't about to be taking you to a five-star restaurant for what? Who are you? Man, look, bro, you better go ahead and take that weed off your head. Leave me alone. So, you know, yeah, I mean, no.
That's
terrible. No, I ain't going to be careful. I'm dead serious. How you going to expect me to take you out to dinner? I just met you. I don't mind taking you out to dinner, but if I choose to take you out for bees, you can't get mad at that. What you get mad for? We just met.
Take you out to where? Mickey D's?
I just don't eat
did
that.
You say Mickey D's?
You going to be starving then. Huh?
What did you say? Did you say take you out to Mickey D's?
No, Applebee's.
I thought you said.
If I meet a woman, and you know, we talk and whatever the case might be, she like, well, I should take you out. Now we just met. We've been on the phone for a minute talking, blah blah blah. I'm gonna take you out to dinner. If I whatever restaurant I choose, unless you're allergic to something, cool. But if you start being picky about where I take you, you ain't the woman for me. You about the money. You know what I'm saying? A man knows what kind of woman he's dealing with as soon as she opens her mouth. And she starts talking that.
Well, what if she's willing to pay her own way, though? If she's willing to pay her own way.
Okay, well, you know what?
And she has a preference for the restaurant.
Okay, well, if you want to go to whatever, that's if you want to go Dutch, we can go Dutch. But don't think that I'm going to pay all that just for a first date. It don't work that way. You know, we can work together. You know what I'm saying? When you meet somebody, you should get to know that person, personality. Do you have anything in common? Do he or she make you laugh? Or, I mean, you know, it shouldn't be about the future, like, you know, how much money you make. Who cares? I mean, I ain't paying your bills. You ain't paying my bills. Dude, what you doing, bro? let's talk about what's going on right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying. But everybody is not about, you know, how much money you make just because of the restaurant that they choose, you know.
Right,
you can't base that. You know, you have to, like you said, feel them out, have the conversation, talk about, you know, talk in depth, you know, not just on the surface, and find out where they're really coming from. Because, you know, some people are not materialistic, but they just like nice things. And it could be just that they just like nice restaurants, or they, you know, everybody doesn't like, you know, just because they're a woman, they like a lot of shoes. They might like purses. Mm-hmm. They might like nice dresses. The same thing with restaurants.
Right.
They may like nice restaurants, or they may just want to chill and watch a movie and have popcorn. You know, everybody has different likes and dislikes. So,
that's so
you
true.
Can't. You know, make a decision based on just that. You know, oh, well, she likes Ruth Chris or something like that, then she's just materialistic and she wants me for my money. No, because she may have her own money. She may not need you for your money. You know,
there you go. That's good. That's true. You're supposed to.
So
I mean,
you have to take that in consideration.
That's so true. You're right. And the way she comes with what comes out her mouth is what, you know, just like a man, you know what I'm saying? You know, you judge people on based on what they say or whatever, but you know, be respectful. You know what I'm saying? When you meet somebody, be respectful. Whether you're a man or woman, be respectful. And that's how your friendship or relationship should be, respectful. Don't you lay the rules down. This is what I do. This is what I don't do. And another question is, as you get older, as we get older, you know, I'm 55 now, so it's hard dating when you're at this age. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, you know, we're on social media, but we ain't on those dating apps. You ain't got time to be chasing behind Bubba and Susan and all that. You know, we don't know what is real. You know what I'm saying? We at that age. I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? So you at this age where you don't have time to be on these sites looking for people. And, you know, so, you know, what do you do in that situation? And then when you go in grocery stores and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to meet people organically. I mean, the old way was meeting people through friends and family members, but that just doesn't seem to happen anymore. Especially nowadays, people are up in our age group, they're already married or divorced, or they're bitter and don't want to try it again.
Yeah.
So, honestly, Matthew, I'm not against apps.
it's scary.
I've used them before, and I've had success with them. So I don't think that apps are a bad thing. You just have to be very careful. Yes. I've never been stalked by anybody from meeting them on the apps. And, you know, I've been blessed with having even, you know, reasonable relationships from them. So I don't think they're a bad thing. I think just like anything else, you have to use them wisely and, you know, responsibly, you know, and you have to use your own judgment and intuition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're a praying person, be prayerful about it. But
Amen.
Yeah, I just think meeting people organically these days is a nice thing and a great thing, but it's not always.
No, it ain't. It ain't.
The way
it's
that we
meet
people, especially in our age group, because people are already either with their life partner or they're not trying to find a partner.
Well,
they're just maybe
you
just, you know, resigned to being by themselves, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
they said, I don't want to try it again. I've been there, done that,
right.
bought the T-shirt or whatever. So sometimes, at least with the apps, if they're being honest, they'll say, you know, I'm mm-hmm. looking for a relationship, or I'm not. You know, I just want to hang out. And
right,
people are lonely. You know, let's just face it. I mean, if you're being honest with yourself, you know, that's the way God made us. We, you know, made us for relationships, whether it be with another man or another woman, whatever the case may be. But we get lonely. So
yeah, you're right about that.
Like
company. You know, we get lonely.
That's why it's good to find somebody that, you know, you're aligned with and have the same,
exactly. That's
you know,
true.
Likes and dislikes. And sometimes with those apps, you do rule out some of those things. Ah, they're not spiritual. They're not, you know, they're this or they're that. You know,
right.
So
that's
if they're being honest on the apps, of course, you know, you find out maybe by meeting them. But I don't know. I'm not against them, though.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, it's I guess it's okay if it depends on, you know, if you like it. But another topic is, I mean, you know, not getting off the topic here, is a lot of people been saying about black women that a lot of black men are not dating black women because of you know, whatever the case might be. Yeah, how do you feel about that? Do you think black men are not attracted to black women?
Oh, I don't think that's the case at all. I think that's, you know, myth and stereotyping in the media and social media platforms and stuff like that. But I, you know, a lot of black men and people that I've met, you know, they love black women. It's just, you know, you just have to be with the right one. All black women are not mad black women. and
yeah.
all other races of women are not, you know, the perfect people for them either. So, again, mm-hmm. you have to find somebody that aligns with your personality. If it happens to be somebody outside the race, then, hey, I'm happy for you. I respect that.
Amen.
But I don't think that black men have given up on black women, not at all.
No,
I've you know, been around black people in different circles, and mm-hmm. they seem to be very happy with their black, you know, black women in their situations. So, no,
yeah.
I think that's a myth, and I think it's a stereotype that has just been perpetuated throughout, you know, media, social media platforms, and if people
yeah,
just
I,
keep
yeah,
saying
people
it, then it, they're going
to
keep
media.
Believing it. But you
yeah,
can't
you
believe
right.
everything
that's
you
true.
Hear
that's
and read.
That. No, that's true, because I think a lot of times, I think we all on social media trying to and listen to these podcasts where people talking about relationship, which is not
mm-hmm.
true. So, you know, we fall for it, but it's not true. You know, everybody's not like
mm-hmm.
that. There's some very, very quality, beautiful women out there, just like yourself, you know, who has
Thank
a lot
you.
Of, oh, yeah, yeah. You over there blushing. Hey guys, she always blushing. And I know she ain't going to sing this song, but that's my song, girl. Oh, let me get my, you know what song it is. But, you know, I'm going to tell you guys. Song.
I am not singing
those
that song.
Those who listen. You're right. But, you know, when you meet somebody, one thing about Kat, you know, if y'all listening in, she's the most generous person that I've ever worked with. You know, you ever, you know, you work
Thank
with people
you.
Like you know, on Sanford & Son or Good Times, they have duels. You know, something about you is just a vibe, you know what I'm saying, a good vibe. You know, you can work with people, but sometimes you can't. But you, for some reason, just got that good vibe, the energy. You just, you know what I'm saying, it's like, yo, I like that spirit, you know what I'm saying? You don't find that nowadays. No, I'm dead serious. You don't find that nowadays. You know, and this is a radio thing. You know, so it's a good thing to have that. You don't see that a lot with people.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I really enjoy the conversation and the feedback and, you know, just, you know, you're very supportive, you know what I'm saying? And you don't get that a lot.
Thank
you.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, I like to give you flowers. And you, you have so much talent. So I appreciate that. And you're going to go a long way, you know what I'm saying? A long way, sister. Trust me. You already make me blush.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Definitely on that. Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, definitely. I mean, you have to really vibe with people when you meet somebody. And friendship is very important. Mm-hmm. You have to have that friendship. A lot of times people just rush into
it. Yeah, I agree. Totally.
Yeah. You got to just take your time.
Friendship is important.
And ask questions, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing, too. Sometimes when people meet, there'll be one that talks more than the other, and then they're just like spitting out their resume, almost.
Yes.
I've done this and I've done that. It's like people don't want your resume. They just want to get to know you, and there's a different way of getting to know a person without getting their resume. Mm-hmm. There's a form of just, like playing, icebreaker games or would you rather, have you ever, whatever it is that makes you comfortable getting to know that person without saying, well, I've done this and I know this person. And,
you know what I mean? Right.
And let's have some back and forth engagement, not one person doing all the talking, back and forth engagement communication. Also makes a difference too.
Tiresome. Right. But then here's the thing with how do you deal with a conflict because we all put on a massage, not all of us, but I can say that when that time comes when, you or she has a disagreement, how do you get people, because you don't see that side. All you see is all that good side.
Uh-huh.
But when that bad side come out, how would you deal with that?
That's a good question, Matthew. In fact, I think that's one of the things that you should talk about when you're dating someone. Maybe not on the first date, but if you go out, if you somebody you're going to date on, a few times or something like that, I think you should talk about how do you deal with conflict. Because one person may be like, I like to talk it out right now. If I'm mad, I want to talk it out as soon as, while I'm mad. But the other person may have to, marinate on the communication or what's going on and think about it because they don't want to speak out of anger. So they may be the opposite. So that's something that you need to talk about and communicate so that if and when that time comes, and it's going to come because everything's not going to be always roses, you got to say, this is a situation that is fueling right now, and this person has already told me that she shuts down because she doesn't like to talk about it when she's mad. So I'm going to wait until she is ready to talk about it, there's got to be a compromise there, because if the other person says, well, I want to talk about it right now. Okay, well, you go ahead and talk out and vent whatever it is you need to vent, but don't expect me to respond right now because I'm not.
Exactly. That's true.
Others, don't wait till it happens. Talk about it before you get there. And that will help communication, too.
Some people can say, well, how would you deal with this situation? Then he or she might say, well, I do this, but that be a lie because – they just send that to get that individual or whatever it might be. No, it's true. So say we dating. Well, tell me a little about yourself. Oh, I'm this and that. Oh, okay. How did you flip out? Excuse me? How did you flip out?
Well, I know. I know. It's hard.
Yeah, and then I don't flip out. I'm very calm. So as soon as something happens, I'm the type. I don't like arguing. I can't do all that arguing and cussing.
Maybe you can remind them.
I'm like, dude, you get a phone, right? I will block you, and I ain't got time for it. I'm too old. My hair looks like LeBron James pretty soon. I ain't got time for that, dude. I'm all that, stress. So that's a good thing to talk about. Yeah, you definitely. Because, and you should, things going to happen. What ticks you off? What makes you mad? What can a man, what can a woman do to make you mad? Or all that stuff. And then you have to test it. I hate to say it. You have to test it to see, how would you deal with that? Because after sex, you land there. Okay, we done. Okay, what's next? Okay, she turned over. He turned over. Is this breath stinking? Her breath stinking? Oh, boy. I didn't see you naked already, girl. So what's the difference? Why are you hiding for you? Let me stop. You know what I'm saying? But you got, you know what I'm saying? You got to just, you know,
yeah.
You let your guards down. Everybody feel comfortable now, so you got to just, I don't know. You got to be, you know, just, you know, play by ear. But that's a good thing to do.
Yeah,
a lot of times
do.
We don't do that. We don't.
You know, that's where the honesty comes in. You know, people, like you said, or like people think that they will react in a certain, you know,
right,
way, and then when the actual thing happens, it's like,
exactly.
Something else happens because they were hoping to act that way, and then, you know,
maybe
it was just too much.
But, you know, at this age, and by me doing these radio shows and on relationships and all that, it makes me think a little bit more about just trying to get, I'm like, look, man, bruh, no. And I'm awake. No. So I'll be thinking hard, like, bro. I'm good. I'm cool, bro.
You
know what I'm saying?
But you don't want to be alone the rest of your life.
Hey, I can be alone and be happy than be miserable with somebody, bro, and then going through that. You know,
and,
I mean, I'm saying have to
true,
be, but
so
at
you
the
don't
same time, you got to know.
You don't want to be miserable just to be with somebody either.
Right, so I can't, and the jealousy and all, I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? Look, I ain't on that. I ain't got time for all that. You know, nagging. You know, just play it by ear. You know, let's see what happens. Don't rush into it. Just, we ain't getting married. You know, and living together, that ain't gonna happen. No. You got your place. I got my place. I don't want to live with nobody. I like my own spot.
Mm-hmm.
I like to breathe.
But
like
I understand,
that, you know.
And I think as we get older, it's harder to just live with somebody.
Oh,
when you're used to
your
doing things your own way and doing things
your. Because you see them every day, like,
a little bit
you're here now. Come on, geez. I mean, you don't want to be single all your life, right?
I don't. It would, it would have to be somebody really, really special for me to take the leap again.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You put them through the test. You write a list out, and that's what I'm going to do, write a list out. These are interview questions. Like, yeah, I'm being serious. And here's the thing, I will give them an ultimatum. This is the thing. Not ultimatum. I'll say, look, the first time we start arguing, we're done. Because if you give people chances,
first time one argument.
No. Listen. For real. Because if you give people here's the thing with this, not the first time, but you let these people know already. I don't deal with the argument. It's disrespectful. You know, blase, blase.
Right.
They're grown people. These are grown people. These ain't killer kids. These people got kids,
and
jobs, whatever. So it's not that
That's
hard to comprehend. I don't want to be disrespectful. This is what I don't do. If you do this the first time, you have to go because you can't give a man a second chance. You know what I'm saying? Even a woman. You have to set an example because if you don't, guess what's going to happen? They're going to do it again. You know what I'm saying? So you have to, and as you get older, you didn't, live with somebody, you didn't been married, got kids, you ain't trying to go through all that again. You're like, look, I ain't got time for that. So a lot of us stay in relationships because we don't want to be lonely, you know what I'm saying, until we find somebody else.
That's true.
Yeah, so how you feel about that?
Yeah, because they think that the odds are narrowed or chances of finding somebody, later in life is
difficult.
Uh-huh. So you think, this is the best I'm going to do, or something like that.
Invisible and all that. Can't use the bathroom. You got to find somebody that make you laugh and love to live life, to the fullest. And at this age, you have to, you can't be.
Absolutely.
Live life to the fullest.
I had an aunt, that met the third love of her life at 50 years old, and they stayed married until she passed at 90-something, 90.
Oh, that's a blessing.
And he passed later. But, they were happily married. And she met him at, I think she was 50 or 51. I'm not for sure. But so it can happen.
Yeah, it can. Yep. It can. I mean, you just
and he missed her. He went to her grave every birthday or holiday. And he would just be so sad. He still missed her. And this was after 40 years of marriage.
Wow. Marriage can be fun. It can be fun. It just, like I said, you just got to find that person. And you got to interview them. Like you're on the radio. I hate to say it, you really have to. You have to interview people and put that down, because if you don't, people will try to run off you or try to play you at the side pocket, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be hard like that a little bit. But, yeah, you know.
You can also interview their – well, if you're talking about interviewing, ask their family members. Talk to their family members. See what they think about
it. Well, yeah.
But that tells a lot about a person, too.
Well, see, here's the thing with that. That'd be a little touchy. You know, I like this. I'm like, you know, well, these kids are silly. No, I'm like this. If we're kicking it, I don't need to know your people. You don't even, unless we get married. I ain't into all that. You know, we ain't going to do all that. This ain't no family for you.
No.
If we're dating, we're talking, but I don't need to know. And I think some women like that. Let me find out about your sister, your brothers. Dude, you don't need to know that, bro. You just need to know me, dude. You know, you don't need to know all that. So I don't know. I ain't into that. Let me get to know you first, and then we might meet the family. But you going too fast.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking if you're serious, you don't want to meet their family.
If a man's serious about a woman, if he's serious, he gonna, just like a woman's serious, we're going to put you to the test. We're going to see how you act in public. We're going to see if when I'm going through some tough times, are you going to have my back? Just like y'all test us about, well, let me see if he's going to do it. You know what I'm saying? We test y'all. Let me take her on the streets. Let me see how she act in public. Okay, let me see. I'm having a rough time, and she's gonna ask me how my day is. See, guys, we don't want too much from a woman. All we want is respect and sex, and maybe a nice little meal. I'm dead serious. Our average man would tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
If a woman respects us more than anything in the world, I mean that you have no idea. That's more than we look at that as love. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look at love as I love you, but we look at respect as love. When you come to us. And other guys around, and you know, I ain't gonna ask my man to ask this man. That's disrespectful. You don't put another man before your man. You know what I'm saying? Even if he don't know about cars, you don't put him on like that on Front Street. You give him that respect. You know what I'm saying? Just like a woman. You know, so we want that. And then, as you say, sex. Even if I know y'all sometimes y'all want to do it, but that's what we have to have because if we don't get that, we gonna look for somewhere else. And a lot of times people get married and they stop having it. And guys cheat. It's not right to cheat, but, you know, it happens. So, and I think people should talk about things like that when you in a friendship or about to get in a relationship. Yeah.
I think, since we're on that subject of respect, when men are with their partner or their woman, another sign of respect for women that they don't like is a man admiring another woman when they're in their presence.
Right.
It's exactly. Nothing wrong with, you know, noticing somebody being pretty, but looking at another woman's butt or chest or something like that in the presence of your partner is
disrespectful.
So you have to be careful of that. And I know that men are very visual, but they just have to find a way to avert their eyes. Because I don't think that's respectful either.
If you with your woman, you don't supposed to be looking at another woman like that. I don't like that. That's not cool. I think you should focus your attention on woman and things like that. And also, you and your partnership build things together. You know, build something. Even if y'all have different jobs or whatever, try to find something that y'all can do together. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Together. Don't.
That's
thing
true.
Is, a lot of times. Don't bring other people in your business, your family, his family. That's going because you know they're gonna take your side.
That causes
problems. Gonna take your side.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as that man ain't hurting you physically or whatever, cool. But telling your girlfriends and your friends about because then that brings issues up. For me, I would.
That's a good point.
You know, and post it on social media. Oh, I'm with him. No, dude, you ain't with me.
Oh my
I don't know
God.
You, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't do that. You just keep
that's
it.
A really bad thing.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Young
you
people today, I don't know why
don't
they put
know.
Everything out on social media. I just
don't
drink
that
at all.
No, I get tired of that.
I wouldn't even put a relationship status on social media.
I did it a long time ago, but now, you know, back in the days, you know, Facebook.
Yeah.
I
got then you got to keep changing it up, complicated.
Yeah,
up,
I'm like,
in a relationship, up, complicated. You know,
right,
single.
Right.
It's like, no, just leave
much.
It alone.
It's too much. I don't want to do all that, you know. Because, I mean, you know, it's just entertainment for other people and all that stuff. So you have to, find something that's
And it's putting your business out there. It's like, you know, it's not really their business.
Yeah. And
that's how a lot of relationships have been broken up by social media. Because people putting everything
else. You are so right. And
which
you
is
know what?
It's really
what we know
sad.
Now, what we know now, we should have knew a long time ago. Mm-hmm. As you get older, you get wiser. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
well,
you
true.
Look at things differently
that's
now.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
true. You're going to make a good girlfriend or woman. Not girlfriend, because you're not a girl. You're a woman. You're no girl. Well, you're a girl, but you know what I'm saying, girl.
Thank you.
But that's why I like her, because she, you know what, guys? She is real sweet. I mean, you know, real. Hey, she get her hands dirty. Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? She's the type of woman, like, I got your back. Come on, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't find women like that nowadays. Yeah, so, yeah.
We
definitely do another show again. Any other topics that you think we should talk about, you know, or what's coming up next?
I don't have them off the top of my head, but I'll send you some more ideas because,
okay.
You know, I always love talking about relationships, of course. And, you know, I always enjoy talking to you and going back and forth, bantering back and forth with you.
Oh,
about
yes.
It. So
I got a guy who
want to
come on, too. I got a guy who want to come on next time.
Oh,
talk
cool.
About
oh, that would be
yes.
Great.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's a guy. And there's another person who might want to come on to talk about this, too. And you know, so yeah, definitely bring some people in. And
oh, I would love that. Yeah, we need to add more people to the mix.
Oh, yes. So I love talking about it. And like I said, it's healthy because, you know, when you or whoever decide to get in a relationship, you kind of know what to say, what not to say. I don't know, because, I mean, I'm a man. I don't know anything about a woman. Even though how old I am, I still get tongue-tied or whatever the case might be. So it's always good
mm-hmm.
to get a woman's advice or her opinion because she knows more about a woman than I do. So, you know, saying, hey, you know, it is good. One more question.
We're all still learning.
Yeah, well, yes, we are. Is it wise, if you're in a relationship or about to get in a relationship, can a man still have female friends and can a woman still have male friends? Is that wise to do?
I don't know if wise is I don't know if I would use the word wise. I mean, I think that if they do, I think the partner has to be okay with it because mm-hmm. Some people are not comfortable with their partner having
right. The
opposite sex friends. And mm-hmm. and that can be for a lot of reasons. Sometimes it's because there, you know, could be a feeling that if it's a female, you know, that the male friends might be attracted to them in some way.
Right.
And vice mm-hmm. versa, it's a touchy situation because sometimes things develop when they are just mm-hmm. friends and then they spend too
right.
much time together. That mm-hmm. can be tricky. So I think, you know, there's a lot of factors involved, and I think you have to take it on a case basis, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, y'all just met and you let that individual know. That's a good topic. I mean, a good
that would be a good topic
person.
For our next.
Yeah,
next
you know, and you know, if you you know had friends before you met him or you met her, you know, I got a few more
right.
friends. I got more friends. Do you still want to continue with this friendship and make it to a relationship? If that person don't feel comfortable doing that, then don't pursue a relationship with the individual. You know what I'm saying? Just like okay, this ain't you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, a lot of times us men or women don't think about these conversations, and,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? We just like trying to flow with it, you know what I'm saying? Because I like you.
Right,
you know,
right.
Butterflies. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We just like, wow. A man, for a man, we look at a woman, oh, she's fine. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can hit that. Mm. You know, so women don't think that way. We like, you know what I'm saying? I'm dead serious.
Right.
That's what we're looking at. So we don't, our mind don't click like that. But, you know, as we doing, you know, talking about relationships, you know, you start thinking like that. But, you should ask that questions, you know what I'm saying? And that jealousy should never come up.
Yeah, I think that would be a good. That would be a good topic to do the next show on because I think that's I think a lot of people have differing opinions on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I definitely have an example of it. So.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Yes, definitely. Yeah. Well, guys, oh, this has been a blast, and I can do this all day long. And Kat knows
me
I
too.
Like to talk. She knows that for us. So, hey, but thanks a lot, Kat, for coming on.
Thank you for having
this
me.
This made my day. I was working all day, but this right here made my whole night. Just having you on the show because I miss this energy, and hopefully we can continue doing this. And I got some other things that in the works, and I can't really talk about it, but for me and Kat, so hopefully, you know, that will come up. So, you know, to stay tuned. So anyway, but thanks a lot for coming on, guys, and listening in. And New York, Chicago, D.C., Wyoming, Arizona, and Philly, thanks a lot for tuning in and continue to support our show. Any last comments?
Thank you so much for having me as well, and everyone stay blessed.
Amen, amen. Until then, guys, God bless you, and always pump it over the smile. Peace.